All right, all right. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here on a Friday morning. All the Friday features we'll be doing a little bit later on. We've got Fly Jams Friday, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and You Big Dummy, and that's all coming up. And we're really excited because if you were just listening to Patty's show, Esmeralda's here and she's going to spend 3 hours with us, hanging out. We're going to talk about, she's co-hosting with Brandon Weatherby, You, Me, Them, Everybody, at the Hungry Brain, tomorrow night. And she's here to promote that, but basically she's here because we love her and she rules and we miss her. So I think Skip Lee's on his way in the submarine. And I believe we're going to do a little bit of, would Esmeralda buy that? So Esmeralda Leon is going to be joining us after the 2 o'clock news, and I couldn't be happier to have her on and share some fun with her. And it'll be a fun Friday morning. Also, just in a couple of seconds here, we're going to welcome Jeff Tuckman to the show. Another one of our favorites. Jeff is with us once a month to talk DVDs and Blu-rays, tech talk. And again, if you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, you can describe it to us or tell us who's in it. We'll try to help you out with that as well. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Your Fly Jam requests a little bit later on. And any questions that you have for Jeff regarding DVDs or Blu-ray, or again, can't think of the title of a movie, describe it to us, tell us who's in it. And if we can't get it, somebody in the audience will. 312-981-7200. Get those questions lined up right now. Talk and text. 312-981-7200. You can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show, but the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Nick D Show. Let me say hello to my great producer, Dan Shigrew. Hi, Dan.
Howdy, Nick.
How are you, sir?
Good, man. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm excited that Esmeralda's back.
Yeah.
It'll be nice to spend some time with her on the air.
Yeah.
And I believe Skip Lee's on the way.
Yes.
So we'll have some cats floating around outside and
sure,
all that stuff. Maybe a raccoon or two, considering lately they've enjoyed climbing up the sides of buildings.
Yeah, trash cans.
Exactly. Exciting Cubs win last night. Big win. They
excellent.
Needed it.
Yep.
Needed it. 3 games left against St. Louis. Magic number is 3.
Mm-hmm.
So any combination of a loss from the Brewers and a win from the Cubs would be great if they just won all 3 games,
yeah,
swept St. Louis, and the last game of the season, sweeping St. Louis and winning the division on the
yes,
same day. How, come on.
That would be amazing.
Would that not be spectacular?
I would also be a fan of the Detroit Tigers sweeping the Brewers. I'm all for all the above.
I agree. But isn't it weird that they're ending their season with an interleague series? Doesn't that seem weird?
It is a little strange, yeah.
When I heard that they were playing the Tigers, I'm like, seriously? That's how you're going to end your season? I don't know. It seems weird to me.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. In the newsroom is Vic Vaughn. Vic, how are you?
And those Cardinals just got swept by the Brewers.
Yeah, I know.
So that would be nice if we could do the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm good. I'm a little tired.
Yeah, well, it's good. So it was
I watched a lot of TV yesterday.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. If you're a news person right now, yesterday was a day that you probably sat in front of your TV for a long time.
Yeah, that's not good for your eyes. They are in rough shape this morning watching all that. But yeah, I'm doing well.
Good.
And I'm so excited. I got to see Esmeralda tonight, my old buddy.
Yeah,
so
she's cool. The best, man. She'll be in here after 2 o'clock. We're going to have a lot of fun hanging out with her. It'll be like old times. So there you go. And Vic is in the newsroom, and he'll be covering everything that's happening. By the way, this is this is a hearing-free zone this morning. I just want people to know that. I will not be talking about that. I'm looking at the next 4 hours as sort of a break from that, okay? And it's not that I don't think it's important. It's not that I'm not following the stories. It's not that I don't have an opinion. It's that I don't want this to take over my show. My show is designed in order for you to forget that kind of stuff, to just have some fun and kick back. And that's what we're going to do. So we will not be mentioning the hearings this morning. So there you go. All right. Why don't we welcome Jeff Tuckman to the show and make it official and do this?
It's time to fire up that 16-millimeter projector.
It was available on VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet. I'm a magnet. Nick, I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
Yeah. There it is. It's official. Jeff Tuckman, who visits us once a month and talks about what's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray. We preview that kind of stuff. We talk about tech stuff and movies. And if you guys can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, you can picture the scenes, you can picture the people who are in it, but you can't think of the title, throw that at us and we'll try to help you out. 312-981-7200. Any questions for Jeff Tuckman? 312-981-7200. And phone and text lines are open. And here is Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Video business continues to do great.
Yeah.
And I have one article here that's amazing. You know, you and I have talked about the internet connected, all these TV devices.
Yeah, right? The streaming stuff.
The streaming
and getting
stuff.
The VOD and all that stuff.
Yeah, there's over 1 billion internet connected TV devices in use globally. A billion.
Wow. Well, I'm one of those billion.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah, everybody, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's great. I mean, you know, we've talked about it on here for months. You know, I'm a big believer in Roku because all of a sudden you get to see thousands of movies and classics, everything else.
Yeah.
And it really is, and most of it's free.
Yeah.
In mostly, but even if it's not, if you have Prime and everything else, it has all that stuff.
That and also the way people, you know, consume TV is completely different now. I mean, remember in the days when there were only 3 networks and like UHF? Remember
oh,
those?
Yes.
Remember those days?
Oh, yes. And then what was the Eddie Einhorn station again? It used to, I think it was Channel 44, right?
Yeah, 44, yeah.
And, you know.
WSNS.
Yeah, it was never clear.
Yeah. That's what the Sox games were on.
That's right.
The Sox games were on Channel 44, and they didn't get the greatest reception of all, but that was during the time, you know, I remember specifically during the time when Harry Caray and Jimmy Pearsall were doing the games. I'm not a Sox fan at all, but I would watch those broadcasts because those guys were fantastic in the booth together. Pearsall was nuts. Harry was drunk. The combination was fantastic. Those are really entertaining broadcasts.
Oh, I mean, you see them today, and you can get some of their stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, those guys were
they were
awesome.
They were the best.
They were
great. So, and the phone lines are open. The text lines are open. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Any and all questions for Jeff Tuckman about movies, DVDs, Blu-rays, and if you can't think of the title of a movie, you want to describe it to us, we'll help you out. So there you go. Now, Jeff always comes once a month bearing gifts, and we are giving away tonight. This is really, you always bring the best stuff, Jeff. Let me just say that. And tonight, you really kind of outdid yourself. This is really an unbelievable package of Blu-rays. This is a Blu-ray. Tell everybody what you brought in.
Well, we have the 40th anniversary edition of the Rocky Heavyweight Collection.
Yeah.
Now, this includes, Nick, all 6 Rocky films and 3 hours of bonus materials. And even if you've seen these movies, and they still hold up, by the way, the bonus is tremendous. And on Blu-ray, they look great. They sound great. It really is a great collection. And let's be honest, 40th anniversary.
Yeah. Last year was the 40th anniversary of Rocky. I actually screened Rocky at my film club last year. And it was just great. The original Rocky is a fantastic movie. And now, when you say the 6 Rocky movies, it's Rocky 1, Rocky through Rocky 5, and then Rocky Balboa.
Yes.
Which came out in, I think, 08 or 09.
Right. It doesn't have Creed, but that
doesn't
was,
have
that
Creed.
Was, right.
Yeah. But the movies with Rocky in the title, even though Creed is a Rocky movie.
Yes, it is.
And Rocky's in it. Creed 2 is coming out, too. That comes out at Thanksgiving. So, So we've got the Rocky thing. There's tons of extras, like 3 hours of extras with documentaries and commentaries and all kinds of amazing stuff. And the collectible cards.
Yes.
It comes with like collectible cards of each character from the movie. So you got a Rocky, the Italian Stallion card, and these are great glossy cards. You got a Southpaws Ought to Be Banned, which is, of course, Mickey. You got the King of Sting, which is Apollo Creed. This guy will kill you to death. That's Clubber Lang. And here is whatever he destroys, and then the original Rocky photo. So it's got collectible cards, and it's got all kinds of extras. So there you go. And it's the 40th anniversary collection of Rocky, with the six Rocky movies and all kinds of really cool extras. And that's from MGM, correct?
Yeah, and the great thing about it, Nick, when you go back and think about it, I mean, all of us remember standing in line and going to see this movie. You know, the budget on this film was $1 million.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it did like $225
million. He Stallone was very adamant about being in it. Like, they wanted they were interested in buying the script, but they didn't want him to be in it. They were
that's right.
And he insisted. He held out and said that I'm not going to give you this script unless I play Rocky. Yeah, so it is. This is one of those movies that really is truly a rags to riches story. Like, this movie changed Stallone's life. Like, he was making no money, before the movie, before Rocky. He was writing. He was acting in he had small parts in other films and stuff like that. But this was the first time he really, this was it. I mean, he was a nobody. Nobody, and it's like the movie. You know what I mean? It's like this nobody boxer. Who gets his one shot and takes it, and that's the it was parallel with what was going on in Stallone's life at the time. It's a great real story about a guy who had a gift and was committed to doing it. You know,
oh yeah, I mean, the studio had a long list of people who they wanted in the movie,
and Stallone was not on that list.
He was definitely not on the list.
No.
In fact, Nick, he actually was part time as an usher. In the movie theaters, mm-hmm. and he was making $36 a week.
Wow! Well, that changed by the that changed by the end of 1976. I can tell you that much.
Oh, I would say so.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, we've got three copies of the 40th anniversary edition of the Rocky Heavyweight Collection, which features all six Rocky movies, incredible commentaries and documentaries, behind the scenes lost footage, over three hours of extras. This is really cool. If you're a Rocky fan. Stick around, because we're gonna be giving three copies away. In fact, why don't we do the first one right now? We have these are going to be trivia questions. So you have to answer the trivia question, and if you want a copy of it, be the first person in at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. First person through who can answer this question will get the first copy of the 40th anniversary Rocky Heavyweight Collection. Okay, what do we got?
The first Rocky film was nominated for 10 Academy Awards and won 3. Give us the categories that the film won the Oscar.
Okay. Nominated for 10 Academy Awards, Rocky. It ended up winning 3. What were those 3 Oscars that it won? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for your Blu-ray edition of the Rocky movies. Okay. Jeff, hang on, okay?
You got it.
All right. Jeff Tuckman is with us. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How's it going? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here on the 18th floor above beautiful downtown Chicago. It's Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, all the regular Friday features. And we have a treat. Esmeralda Leon is going to be back on the show at 2 a.m. She's going to spend the rest of the morning with us. And Skip Skipley's on the way. We'll do a little bit of For the Record. And would Esmeralda buy that? We're bringing that back as well. We're going to have some fun. Esmeralda Leon's got she's co-hosting the talk show You, Me, Them, Everybody at the Hungry Brain tomorrow night. We'll get details on that as well. And it's just going to be great to have Esmeralda back. Jeff Tuckman is here, 312-981-7200, for any Blu-ray DVD questions, or if you can't think of the title of a movie, describe it to us, tell us who is in it, we'll try to help you out. And he also brought some stuff, 3 copies of the 40th anniversary edition of the Rocky Heavyweight Collection, featuring all 6 Rocky movies and over 3 hours of extras. Let's repeat the question again, because we seem to be stumping people. We seem to be stumping people. So repeat the question one more time.
Okay, the first Rocky film was nominated for 10 Academy Awards and won 3. Give us the categories that the film won the Oscar for.
Nominated for 10 Academy Awards and it won 3. What 3 Academy Awards did it win? Just as we say, we're stumping people, we get a winner. And here's Roosevelt on WGN. Hey, Roosevelt.
Hey, Nick, how you doing today? How
All
you guys
right.
doing?
Good.
How you doing, Jeff? How you doing?
Good, buddy.
I've been listening to you guys for years.
I appreciate that.
I love it.
Yeah. Yes. Best picture, best director, and best editing.
You got it.
That's exactly right, man. You like the Rocky movies, Roosevelt?
Oh, man. That takes me way back to my after high school years, actually.
Yeah, yeah, well, these are all six Rocky movies, Rocky through 1 through 5 and Rocky Balboa, with hours and hours of extras on Blu-ray. They'll never look better, and also really cool collectible cards as well, Roosevelt. So congratulations, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. And $36 a week. Oh, my God.
Yeah, huh?
That's what he was making. Can you believe that?
That was his big breakthrough. And that was, I remember like it was yesterday, all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the fame that he got for that.
That's exactly right. Okay, Roosevelt, hang on.
Thank you, guys.
Hold on. There's Roosevelt. He's our first winner. We have two more copies of the 40th anniversary collection of Rocky. And let's really quickly try to answer a question before we go to the news. Here is Lulu on WGN. What do you need, Lulu?
I need to know what kind of DVD player I should buy, and I don't even know what Blu-ray means. I'm kind of ignorant about technology.
No, that's okay. Blu-ray is another format that when the DVD was out for many, many, many years, and they were looking for another format which had not only a better quality, but it had better audio, and those are called Blu-ray.
Right. And Blu-ray is a it's shaped exactly like a DVD, but the quality is better, the sound is better, the picture is better, it just looks better, the machines are better. Now, if you're gonna get a player, get a Blu-ray player, Lulu. You can get, I mean, they're at this point, Blu-ray players are cheap, and you can get them anywhere, and most of them are good. If you want to go with a big name brand, do that. But get a Blu-ray player, and then that way you can also play DVDs on it. It's not like Beta and VHS. It's not like when VHS. It's not like when VHS went to DVD when you had to replace all your stuff.
Right.
You can still play DVDs on all Blu-ray players. So get a Blu-ray player, Lulu. We got a break for the news. Thanks for the call. But just, you know, Blu-ray is just a better quality disc. That's pretty much what it is. Jeff, hang on, okay?
Yeah.
Because we have to break for the news, which is coming up next.
If important American icons were alive today, what would they say about us?
Are the American people fit to govern themselves, to rule themselves, to control them?
I'm John Williams. We're going to answer that question when Teddy Roosevelt returns Saturday, November 10th at Elgin Community College. One show only this time at 10:30 a.m. Unrehearsed and thought-provoking and fun.
I prefer to work with moderates, with rational conservatives.
And you get to ask questions, too. Tickets on sale at WGNradio.com.
Dan Hampton previews this weekend's Bears game when he joins Steve Cochran at 7:40 this morning. It's 1:30 right now. Let's get to the newsroom. And Vic Vaughn.
The U.S. Supreme Court in a last-minute decision last night denied a death row inmate's appeal. Prison officials in Texas executed 46-year-old Daniel Acker. He was convicted of killing his girlfriend more than 18 years ago. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claims he's found a secret nuclear site in Iran. In a speech before the United Nations, he said it's a secret atomic warehouse in Tehran. The prime minister is working to boost support for U.S. sanctions against the Islamic Republic. And Chicago police still looking for two women who've been targeting and robbing rideshare passengers in the city's River North and Lincoln Park neighborhoods. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. I am your overnight dude, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. It's Friday. That means all the regular features. Fly Jams Friday. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, and you big dummy will all be here. And, we will not need the phone call this morning for the final vote on who's the biggest dummy, because Esmeralda Leon is going to be here, and we're going to have her hang out with us after 2 o'clock all the way through till the end of the show. So it'll be great to have Esmeralda back. Right now, Jeff Tuckman is with us. He is our video guy, and he's been a regular on this show for many, many, many years. He'll answer any of your DVD, Blu-ray, tech questions, and if you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, you can describe it to us or maybe tell us who's in it, and we'll help you out in that regard. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. And Jeff is back. Welcome back, Jeff.
Good to be here, Nick.
All right. And we also have two more copies on Blu-ray of the 40th anniversary edition of the Rocky Heavyweight Collection, which includes all six Rocky movies, Rockies 1 through 5, and Rocky Balboa, plus over 3 hours of extras and some real cool collectible cards. It's a fantastic collection on Blu-ray, and it's and we're giving two more away. And, you know, we were talking off the air about, you know, what an incredible story, you know, the making of Rocky was, you know, and it was a true underdog story. And as we were saying, you know, before the break, that, you know, like Stallone was going through a very similar situation that Rocky Balboa was going through, where he was a nobody and he had his big shot and he took it and it paid off in spades. But we were saying, you know, some of the stuff that that happened behind the scenes when they were making the movie, and it was a real low budget movie. People don't really remember that, I think. And it was a real underdog. And I was telling you that it was insane that it won Best Picture. It won the Academy Award for Best Picture, because here were the other nominees. And just try to realize that Rocky beat these other movies. The other nominees were Bound for Glory, Network, Taxi Driver, All the President's Men. Think about that. So even at the Academy Awards, it would seem that the underdog nobody movie won, because All the President's Men, Taxi Driver, Network, Bound for Glory, all amazing, great movies that have gone down as classics. But Rocky, you know, you think about it, everybody remembers that Rocky won Best Picture. Everybody's like, oh yeah, Rocky won Best Picture, yay. But you look at the competition that it was up against.
Oh yeah.
It's insane. It's insane that it won Best Picture.
So. Well, I mean, you know, the thing about Rocky, I mean, it touched everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, there was something for everybody in that movie. And people remember, I mean, some of the lines are classic.
Well, the thing about it, you know, the Rocky sequels got sillier. They're still entertaining, but they got sillier. But the first Rocky movie is a real movie of the 70s. It has that same feel as those kinds of films that I just described. It's a slow movie. It's a quiet movie, you know, and except for the big fight at the end, it's about human interaction. You know what I mean? And the love story between him and Talia Shire is really lovely. The relationship between him and Burt Young is interesting. My favorite scene in the movie, and, you know, a lot of people say, you know, the training scenes or, you know, the montage with Gonna Fly Now, where he climbs up the stairs and all that stuff, which is a, you know, legendary classic piece of filmmaking right there. And the fight, the big fight at the end, which everybody gets very excited about. It's, you know, it's all great stuff. But my favorite scene in that entire movie is one of the quietest scenes in the movie. And that's when Burgess Meredith, when Mickey goes over to Rocky's dingy little apartment and begs him to let him train him.
Oh, yes.
And that's my favorite scene in the whole movie. It's just these two guys who are both sort of losers and who are desperate. You know, and like they have that confrontation in Rocky's apartment, and where Rocky starts yelling at Mickey, and then Mickey sadly leaves. The old guy sadly leaves, goes down the stairs, and as he's walking down the street, Rocky comes out and then hugs him, and then agrees to be his trainer. I'm getting teary eyed right now. It's my favorite scene in the movie. I adore that scene, and Burgess Meredith is great in the movie. That for the first Rocky is amazing, and they're all fun. You know, I like Rocky III. Rocky III is one of my favorites.
Rocky III is good.
Yes. Rocky III is insane. There's like 27 fights in it. It's the shortest of all the Rocky movies, and it's got the most fights. It's got Hulk Hogan, you know,
yes, he does.
Thunder Lips.
Yes.
And so, yeah. Anyway, well, we have a couple of questions here, Jeff, via text if you want to jump in. The phone lines and text lines are open if you have any kind of tech questions or Blu-ray questions or you can't think of the title of a movie. It's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Ashley is in Indiana. And she says, when will the final season of The Middle be released on DVD? We didn't catch it during TV last year, and I haven't found any info on the DVD release date. It's available on certain streaming platforms, but we either don't subscribe to those services or don't want to pay per episode. So, yeah, that makes sense. But, I mean, the show just ended this past summer, so they probably, maybe they don't even have a date yet, because the show just ended, I think, in late May. So maybe they have a date, but I'm not sure. You know, you've got a bunch of DVD dates for TV shows. Anything on The Middle for the final?
I have it through January. As of right now, they've not announced it.
Mm-hmm.
But I will make a note of this, and I'll, you know, if I find something. Oh wait, you know what? The Middle. Is I'm that... sorry for season 9 on The Middle, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it just came out.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, well, The Middle season 9 just came out, so you're in luck.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me just make sure.
Yeah, it just came out. It's on DVD. I'm not sure about Blu-ray, but I know it's definitely DVD.
Okay.
It came out, so...
Okay, it's out. Yeah. And that's the final season. Final season. Season 9, and it's out on DVD.
Yes, it is.
So, Ashley, it is out. You should be able to find it. You can look at it online, go to Amazon or whatever, but Season 9, the final season of The Middle, is available on DVD. So, there you go. And actually, that's a pretty underrated show. That's a funny show. And I happen to really like Eden Scherer. I think she's great on that show.
She's a good show.
Yeah. So anyway, she plays Sue Heck on the show. I think she's just fantastic. And there's actually talk that she might get a spinoff. So if there's going to be a spinoff to The Middle, they're going to give it to Sue Heck, and she's great. I think Eden Scherer. All right. So it's available. It's out there. 630 area code sends in a text, Jeff, that says, "I would like to thank Jeff a while back. He and Roy Leonard helped me to discover Call Northside 777.
Oh, yes.
So I guess it was a show that he didn't really know about. It was something he didn't really know about it. And Call Northside 777, which is now on Blu-ray, and it's a true Chicago classic.
Oh, yes, it is. It's just what we try to do all the time was introduce something different that maybe the listeners didn't know. I mean, that was the beauty about Roy, because even before... video, you know this. He was so much into music, and that he would introduce artists that people didn't know.
Well, he's essentially responsible. You know, people might not know this, but Roy Leonard is essentially responsible for Harry Connick's career. And Harry Connick Jr. would be the first person to tell you that.
Oh, he loved Harry.
He so boosted that guy's career because nobody knew who he was. Roy saw him. I think he saw him in New Orleans. I think Roy saw him in a club in New Orleans and was blown away by him and started playing his music on the air and started interviewing him. And if someone were to ask Harry Connick Jr. who was one of the major people who really started his career, he would say Roy Leonard. And Roy Leonard was, first of all, Roy Leonard was my man, my hero, my mentor. I wouldn't have this job without Roy Leonard, and I thank him every day, every single day, every single time I walk into a building to do a radio show. I thank Roy Leonard. He's amazing, but he discovered a lot of artists and really pushed them and promoted them, and he really had great relationships with some of these artists as well. Steve Goodman is another one became
Steve.
Really good friends with Roy, and Roy loved Steve Goodman and played his music and interviewed him a lot and. Amazing. But yeah, Call Northside 777 is a smaller movie. Not a lot of people know, but it's Lee J. Cobb and it's James Stewart.
Yes, it is.
And it is available now on Blu-ray. And if you've not seen this movie, seriously, it's a great movie. Well, Jimmy Stewart's in it, so of course it's good. I mean, you put Jimmy Stewart in a movie and it's automatically good.
I always like Lee J. Cobb was great.
Lee J. Cobb is a fantastic actor. He was a fantastic actor, but that's a really good movie. And that's another thing that we've been doing for all these years, and you and Roy, turning people on to movies or things that maybe they didn't know about. And then so here's a listener who loves Call Northside 777, and that was because you and Roy championed it.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, we always try to be real consistent.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's give away another copy of this great Rocky collection. All six Rocky movies, over 3 hours of extra footage and behind-the-scenes stuff and extras. Collectible, really cool, glossy cards of all the characters, and it's all on Blu-ray. So what's the next trivia question that people have to answer?
Rocky always had a worthy opponent when he stepped into the ring to fight. I'm going to give you the name of the actor. Give us the character's name.
Okay, so these were opponents, Rocky opponents in the movies. Jeff's going to give you the name of the actor, okay? And you have to call in and give the name of the character that those actors played. All right, here we go.
Carl Weathers.
Okay.
Mr. T. Dolph Lundgren.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Tarver.
Okay, so who did Carl Weathers play? Who did Mr. T play? Who did Dolph Lundgren play? And who did Antonio Tarver play? All right. 312-981-7200. If you can answer those questions and name all those characters, you get yourself a copy of this incredible Blu-ray collection of all the Rocky movies. Jeff, hang on, okay?
You got it.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll have an answer. And Jeff's going to give us a preview of some of the stuff that's coming out on Blu-ray and DVD. And we still have, after we give this one away, we still have one more Rocky set to give away. And that's all coming up right here on 720 WGN. And again, the phone lines are open and text lines are open. If you want to jump in here with a question for Jeff, he'd be happy to help you out. All right, we'll return after this. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here on a Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday. Coming up straight out of context, Nick D's Show Spies and You Big Dummy all coming up. And Esmeralda Leon is here, and she'll join us after the 2 o'clock news and hang out with us all the way until 5. And we're going to do this pretty frequently. I mean, she's not on the show anymore on a daily basis. But, she rules, and I love her. And, she's an important part of the show, and she's not gone. She's going to be coming back every once in a while. I can't wait to see her this morning. I'm very excited to see her. And I know that everybody listening right now is so happy that Esmeralda is going to come back and spend a bunch of time with us. So that's all coming up. And also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right, let's Jeff. Let's repeat that question. We're giving away the Rocky movies, all six Rocky movies on Blu-ray with all kinds of extras and really cool stuff. So tell everybody about what the question was.
Rocky has always had a worthy opponent when he stepped into the ring to fight. I'm going to give you the name of the actor. Give us the character's name.
Okay, let's get the listener on. It's David. Hey, David.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right. Good. He's going to give you the actor. You give us the character, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, Carl Weathers.
Apollo Creed.
Mr. T.
Clubber Lang.
By the way, Clubber Lang, one of the greatest names in movie history.
Yeah, I love that one, too.
Dolph Lundgren.
Ivan Drago.
And Antonio Tarver.
Mason the Line Dixon.
That's another great name, though. Mason the Line Dixon.
You got it.
Yep. Awesome. Yeah, I love those movies, all of them.
I'm telling you, man, this is really cool. This collection's amazing. It's over 3 hours of extras. It's Blu-ray. You get collectible cards. It's really awesome. You're going to enjoy it, David.
I can't wait. Thanks very much,
all
guys.
Buddy, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Hang on.
All right.
There you go. All right. Why don't we throw out this last one here, our last trivia question,
okay,
for the last copy of the Rocky collection. Okay, what's the next question, Jeff?
Talia Shire, who plays Rocky's girlfriend and eventually wife, Adrian, has been nominated for 2 Academy Awards for The Godfather and Rocky. She has a few famous members of her family. Can you tell us who her brother, niece, and nephew are?
Who are her brother, niece, and nephew? Okay, Talia Shire is in a famous family, has some famous relatives. Who is her brother? Who is her niece? And who is her nephew? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Okay, let's see. 815 area code said there was a miniseries on one of the cable channels called The Long Road Home. Is it out on Blu-ray yet? Maybe we can look that one up. If that one is available, The Long Road Home. I've never saw that one.
No, I'm not familiar with that too. Did you have a chance to look
at it? Oh, wait a second. No, that's the wrong one. That's not the right Long Road Home. Let's see. So you don't have anything?
No, I don't.
Okay, let's see. This is the one, Long Road Home. It's with Michael Ancera from 1999, and it is available. It's available on DVD. I don't know if it's available on Blu-ray, but it is available on DVD. And maybe this person already has it on DVD and is looking for it on Blu-ray. So, but yeah, there you go. So that is available. All right, Jeff, what's coming up? What can people look forward to?
Well, this week we have Solo.
I got to say, you know,
I almost didn't want to mention
it. No. I like Solo. I liked it a lot.
Did you like it?
Yeah. And I'm just really upset about, you know, nobody went to see it. And it was and it was considered a massive disappointment. And people were just kind of because people are all upset because a lot of the big Star Wars geeks didn't like Last Jedi. And so they're protesting by not going to see any of the other Star Wars.
But this
movies.
Was better.
I think it was better. I liked it. This is a weird thing. You know, all the new Star Wars movies that have been coming out, I was way low on them. I didn't care. But I've liked all of the new Star Wars movies. But I like the Star Wars stories ones that aren't part of the original Star Wars, you know, chapters.
Yes.
I like them better. Like, I liked Solo better than the two Star Wars movies that came out, like Force Awakens and Last Jedi. And I like Rogue One the most. Rogue One is my favorite of all the. Oh. Rogue One is my favorite.
Rogue One was great.
Rogue One is fantastic.
Yeah.
So, but okay, so Solo is out.
Another one's kind of a fun movie, Uncle Drew.
Oh, God.
But here's one. In fact, it just played on PBS. It's a Ken Burns special. You know how we talk about finding things?
Yeah.
Well, Ken Burns presents the Mayo Clinic. Mm. And believe me, it's a tremendous story because everybody's heard about the Mayo Clinic. Oh, so-and-so had to go to the Mayo Clinic.
Right.
They're wonderful. Well, this is the history. And you know, anytime Ken Burns is involved,
it's going to be thorough.
Yes.
Yeah. Hang on a second, because I believe we have a winner. And here is Todd on WGN. Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, good. Talia Shire plays Rocky's girlfriend. She has some famous members of her family. Who is her brother, niece, and nephew?
Her brother was the director, Francis Ford Coppola.
Right.
And then her nephew was Nicolas Cage.
Right.
And then Sofia Coppola was her niece.
You got it.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. That's a heck of a family right there.
Man. Powerhouse.
Right, Todd, you a fan of Rocky?
You bet.
All right. You're going to love this package. It is just great. It's all six Rocky movies, a bunch of extras, and some collectible cards, all on beautiful Blu-ray. So hang on, and thanks for listening, buddy.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thanks.
Okay, there you go. There's Todd, and he's our final winner for the Rocky. Now, this is available, right? People can get this now.
Yes,
they
can.
Okay, so if you're looking, if you didn't win tonight and you want to get all the six Rocky movies in this really incredible collection, 40th Anniversary Edition, it's available now. You can get it. Okay, what else is coming out?
Well, the movie, it's a documentary that was out a couple weeks ago, but it's so good I wanted to mention it again.
All right.
Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Oh, it's a great movie.
It's just terrific, and I think that people should know about it.
This is the documentary about Mr. Rogers,
and
it's really really great. Bring your tissues. That's all I'm going to say.
It's amazing.
You know, in the current state that we are in, where there's just so much anxiety and some anger and divisiveness, this is a movie that we need now, because it's about Mr. Rogers, and it's about it's a movie that the timing of the release of this movie is perfect. It's something that everybody should watch just to decompress. You know what I mean? It's beautiful.
That's a great way to put it, because I think that he was such a wonderful guy.
Unbelievable. I mean, you know, Tom Hanks is playing him.
Oh,
they just released the picture, the first picture of Tom Hanks in costume.
I've seen that as
Mr. Rogers. It looks perfect. He looks exactly like Mr. Rogers. The perfect guy to play him too.
He really is.
Yeah.
Because people love Tom Hanks.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah, he's perfect.
And the other movie I just want to mention, because people asked about. And October, the sequel of Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
Oh, boy.
There's a lot of fans out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, ABBA has a lot of fans. This is something that, for the music, I'd highly recommend it. And that comes out in October. And there's so many other releases. And in November, The Incredibles 2 comes out.
Awesome.
And that is really something that... I think the whole family.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Both of the Incredibles movies are fantastic.
Yeah, and there's so many other TV shows and everything coming out. Keep supporting everything. 4K hasn't happened yet, although they are going to sell a couple million sets. But
a buddy of mine got a 4K player, and he just got John Carpenter's Halloween on 4K.
Oh, yes. Yes,
and,
it is.
And he says it's... It's incredible. Like, it's absolutely, it looks absolutely incredible.
You have to hear it, and you have to see it. It's so funny. People would say that about Beta. People would say that about VHS.
Yeah.
They said that about Laserdisc.
Right.
They said that about CED disc, you know. But I can tell you, it is by far the best picture and the best sound of anything.
Yeah, 4K.
Right now.
And by the way, 4K is how we're showing Phantasm on Tuesday night.
Oh,
my God. I'm screening Phantasm in the restored version that J.J. Abrams oversaw. It'll be the 4K restoration version of the original Phantasm Tuesday night. It's going to be fantastic.
Great.
So great. Jeff, if people couldn't get in, get to talk to you, what's your email?
Your media man at AT&T.net.
Your media man at AT&T.net. Jeff, have a great month, and we'll see you in October, my
Looking
friend.
Forward to
okay,
it.
Okay, buddy. Jeff Tuckman joins us every month, and he has been doing it for many, many years, and we gave away some great Rocky stuff this morning, and we'll give away something else when he comes back next month. Always look forward to Jeff's visits. We're going to take a break for the news, and then after the news, Esmeralda will be here. I'm so excited. Okay, news is next. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here in the Allstate Skyline Studios. We are here until 5 a.m., and that theme means only one thing. It's time for, would Esmeralda buy that? Because Esmeralda is here. Hi,
yay.
Esmeralda.
How terrible would it be if you just went, would insert name here, buy that?
Esmeralda's been hanging out with us this morning. She'll be here all through the show. She's picking the Fly Jam bumps. For the Fly Jams Friday. Yes, you
oh,
are.
Oh, all right.
And
yes.
That's coming up. And so she just came back to visit with us. She's got a you, me, them, everybody at the Hungry Brain tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. That's technically why she's here to plug that, but she's also here because she rules and we miss her. But would Esmeralda buy that? This is the all-listener edition, Esmeralda.
Wow.
All of the submissions came from listeners. Every one of the submissions came from listeners. Now, the idea here, for people who might not know what would mm-hmm. Esmeralda buy that, Esmeralda, you've mentioned this. You love infomercials and you love the As Seen on TV products.
Yes.
And if you had an exhaustible supply of money, which at this point you don't.
No.
You would buy all of them or at least a bunch of them. So
yes.
What we do is find these real sort of made-for-TV infomercial items.
Mm-hmm.
We describe them, and then Dan and Vic and I vote on whether or not you would buy said product.
Right.
And then you tell us.
And now it's a little difficult because you're not interacting with me all the time.
That's right. And you didn't have your little coffee
2 weeks.
Your little coffee clutch meetings with Vic.
So you got 2 weeks
right.
Without me. We'll see how you all do.
Okay. All right. The submissions came from Lake Geneva Dan, our good friend Jim Laskowski, Paul, Deanna, Peter Indicator, Katrina, Wild Bill, Kathy in Antioch, Carrie in Louisville, and Hawk of May.
Very nice.
There we go.
Thank
all right.
you all.
All right. Are we ready to begin? Is everybody ready? Vic, are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Esmeralda, are you ready?
Ready.
Dan.
Yes.
Here we go. The Lufaliat. Hands-free shower back scrubber. Hands-free solution. The ergonomic no-reach design hugs and fits the contours of your back, reaching all those hard-to-clean and scrub areas. Universal use. Great if you've suffered injuries, are battling acne-prone skin, or simply want to treat your back to a comforting and effortless cleanse. A wealth of benefits. The all-natural loofah is perfect for all types of skin. It removes dirt, dead skin, deep pores, and excess oils. Quick installation. The suction cups can be easily and securely attached to your shower wall. Simply install the loofah pad on the board, spray your favorite body wash on the pad, and scrub away. The package includes the Lufaliat board and four strong suction cups and 100% natural loofah pad, a small hand loofah, and a refillable spray bottle for your favorite body wash. And the cost is $25. So the Lufaliat, whatever the hell it is, the hands-free shower back scrubber. All right, Dan?
I must be, by the way, just a quick side note, I must be as tired as Skip Skipley because I forgot to include the description they used of, now you can wash your back just like a bear.
I mean, I was going to say, it's like the from the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Yep. Huh. Everybody loves a clean back. And we know from
loves a clean back.
And we know Esmeralda is anti anything to make her life easier. She's four. So those things two together and their love of the Jungle Book, I will vote yes.
Oh.
Keep in mind, Vic, you have to vote, but keep in mind, everybody loves a clean back.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I agree with Dan that everybody does love a clean back. lean back. But I kind of think Esmeralda would look at this product as kind of useless, maybe uncalled for. So I'm going to go no.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so Dan says yes, Vic says no. I am going to go with Dan on this one. And I am going to say that Esmeralda would enjoy to wash her back like a bear. So I'm going to say yes. So we have a yes from Dan, a no from Vic, and a yes from me. Esmeralda?
I am not Baloo of the Jungle Book. I'm going to go no.
Wow.
Only because, one, suction cups don't always suction. I'm just kidding. No, because I have a suction cup soap holder. That darn thing
falls
never
off the wall all the time. Yeah.
It's the worst. Right. And also, this just seems really inconvenient because it's just like a whole sheet of loofah where you have to be like Baloo from the Jungle Book and scrub your back.
What if you
I have a back scratcher.
What if
thing.
You just smash your face into it and
everybody loves a clean face.
Everybody loves a clean face.
Loofah is I think it's too harsh for your face.
Okay.
I have a scrubber, which I can use on my arms, legs.
Right.
How am I supposed to get my legs up on this sucker?
That's right.
That would be so
312.
Yeah, that's right.
I told Esmeralda and I had coffee once in here, and I told her what I used to clean my back. Do you remember that, Esmeralda?
No. Why would I remember that?
Because you thought it was pretty funny. I bought a scrubber that you used to clean the shower wall. Because I couldn't find an actual back scrubber.
How much did I make fun of you?
Quite a bit.
There you go.
That's mine, right?
Yeah, Vic gets the way. Vic gets that. That. There you go.
Wait, so you bought.
And Dan and I got it wrong.
Did you?
So
I want to see pictures of this thing.
I'll text you. I still use it.
You don't work together. I was going to say not in the shower because you're coworkers. But now,
now there's a shower over here.
There is
exactly.
Okay, next item. The Dust Daddy. It's the one-of-a-kind vacuum attachment designed to get the dust out of every nook and cranny. The secret is 26 flexible tiny suction tubes that can go nearly anywhere dust hides. Dust around tiny objects without removing them first. Perfect for cleaning around fragile objects. Gets rid of all the dust you couldn't reach before, like air vents, keyboards, and drawers. Comes with a universal adapter system, so it's guaranteed to work with any vacuum. Features ergonomic grip and for comfort and control, $19.95. The Dust Daddy! Dan, where are you going to go with this one?
Everybody loves a clean apartment.
not me.
I will say that the annoying spots where she, you know, the dusty spots in our house that are hard to get to. And, you know, she likes to keep it clean enough, but, you know, she does those hard to reach spots. You just leave them go after a while and then you only clean when they get really dirty. I will say yes. She'd like to have this around.
Oh, okay. Dan's going yes. All right, Vic.
I've looked this up and because I didn't really understand from the description, I looked it up. It's basically the same thing that comes with a vacuum cleaner, only the suction tubes are about maybe 6 inches longer. And personally, those attachments are a pain anyway, so I'm going to say no.
Wow. Okay. It looks weird because they only show the bottom part of it on this picture that we have in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks a little weird, and it looks like it could be clunky, but it does say it's guaranteed to work with any vacuum. But I am, too. I'm going to agree with Vic on this one, and I am going to say no. So Dan says yes. Vic says no. I say no. Esmeralda?
So the name throws me off because I literally think Dust Daddy. but no, I'm actually going to keep this because I actually need something like this.
Wow.
Literally, so yes.
Dan gets it.
Yes.
So
I have a washer dryer in my apartment.
Lucky.
And there's, I know it's the best. I mean, that's why.
Man, it would be so cool.
No, that was the one thing I was not. No, we're moving into
I would do laundry so much more. I would just throw it in there while I'm watching TV.
Yeah,
I'll drop it
works.
Off to Jillio.
Thank you. So yes.
But it's the dryer has these vents that I think you have to unscrew stuff. I don't know. Stuff is in there and I'm like, I don't know how to get it out. I'm going to buy this.
There you go. All right.
I'm going to get a Dust Daddy.
Dan gets it right, and me and Vic get it wrong.
Kidding me? 26 suction tubes?
And
perfect.
I'm doing really well here. Vic has one. Dan has one. I have zero.
Also,
yeah.
Vic, what? The attachments are all that the vacuum is about.
Really?
Really? Just a big old tube?
When I buy a vacuum cleaner, the second thing I do is throw all of the attachments away.
What?
I got no space or
time
for that.
Do you just live in a box?
I just use the bottom of the vacuum. I don't attach anything. Yep.
Oh, what about underneath your couch?
Jeannie cleans all that.
Oh, man.
It's true.
You make it harder for her by throwing everything away.
She likes to get down on her hands and knees and clean that stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Do we still have time?
I would personally hire a maid to come in and do that, but she likes to do it.
Oh, my God.
She does. I think she says it's therapeutic.
Okay, we're going to break right here, man. We're going to take a break. Nice spot for a break.
Tied with Dan, Nick.
Yeah,
big old goose egg.
Big zero for me. And oh my God. All right, let's take a break. What else we're able to buy that continues after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here in downtown Chicago. And it is Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday. Straight out of context, Nick D. Show Spy, You Big Dummy are all happening right now. And also Esmeralda Leon is here. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You get to be Esmeralda the Heartmelda today.
Yeah.
That's right.
Only
so you
got
to spin on your head.
It's been a long time.
So that's all coming up. But right now we are in the middle of Would Esmeralda Buy That? When we describe real sort of as seen on TV infomercial type products. We describe them, and then Vic and Dan and I vote on whether Esmeralda would buy it, and then Esmeralda tells us whether she would or not. I am doing poorly. Vic has one, Dan has one, and I have a large zero.
Mm.
Just focus.
You keep following Vic, right? Or who is it?
No, it's Dan, then Vic, then me.
No, but I mean...
Yeah, I agree, Esmeralda. You got to go with your heart, Nick.
No, but you keep following... You followed Vic on the last one.
And Dan on the first one.
Oh, so you just keep following them on the wrong ones.
I've followed both of them on wrong ones. So
that's no. Follow them on the right ones.
Thanks for the advice.
Just, you know.
Okay, here's the next item. The Rihetsa Microwave Crisper. Turn last night's leftover dinner into a crispy, crunchy winner. It's easy. Just place any food on the cooking surface, cover with the lid, pop it into the microwave. Perfect for frozen or leftover pizza, grilled cheese, eggs, bacon, and much more. Heats up to 400 degrees, is capable of browning and searing food just like a frying pan. The secret is the microwave energized heating pad that converts microwave energy into conductive heat. The specially designed lid shields microwaves, which keeps your food crispy. BPA free and microwave safe. Nonstick, easy to clean. Cost $39.99.
I hope it's microwave safe. You're shoving it into the microwave.
The Rihetsa Microwave Crisper. Now, you have a microwave now in your apartment now.
I do.
Because you didn't have one before.
It's in the wall.
Okay.
It's above the stove.
All right.
So, yeah.
Dan?
This will make life easier and tastier, even though she's on the whole 30.
Yeah, not so much.
Oh, good.
I mean, yes, you know. But no. I think it's like tomorrow it's over.
Okay.
I will vote yes.
Following
all right. You're saying yes. Vic!
No.
Well, explain.
I have a feeling that Esmeralda already. I think she's cool in this area of reheating food. I think she's got it covered. You know, I really do.
Okay.
So I don't think she needs this. I don't necessarily think she, you know, disapproves of the product. I think she probably thinks it's pretty cool, but I don't think she needs one of these.
All right, so you're saying no, Dan's saying yes. I am too. I'm going to agree with Dan on this one, and I'm going to say yes for a lovely little crisper. So I'm going to say that. So we've got a no from Vic and two yeses from me and Dan. Esmeralda.
Losers. No. One, I know how to crisp up pizza without a darn microwave thing. You put it in a pan.
Turn your oven on.
No. Okay, well, this is only on thin crust. Put it in a pan. A little oil in a pan. Heat up the pan.
Oh, you mean on top of the stovetop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Crisp it up. Let it crisp up. And then you pour just little water, just kind of some droplets.
Yeah.
Cover it.
Mm-hmm.
Melts the cheese. Crispy, melty cheese pizza.
I would
whatever.
Rather just take a piece of pizza, throw it on that thing, throw it in the microwave.
No, because you know it's not going to actually do it.
Hey, it's guaranteed.
By the way, who's eating leftover eggs?
Yeah, no, I don't
Gross.
Know. That's pretty, I would not.
Yuck.
All right, so Vic has got two now. Vic is doing really well. Dan's got one, and I have, again, zero.
Although there is a picture of fries.
French fries, crisp ups and French fries.
That's the only one I would want to know if it would work, but otherwise, nah.
Okay. All right, two for Vic, zero for me, and one for Dan as we continue with Esmeralda to buy that. Here's your next item up for bids. The Pouch Couch. It's an inflatable sofa. Pouch Couch is a wind inflatable sofa that's the perfect hangout lounge for indoor or outdoor activities. Simply inflate the pouch with wind by swinging it back and forth and you instantly have a couch. Use it at the beach, park, pool, even in your home. Made of super durable nylon exterior with an airtight interior bladder. Water-resistant and long-lasting, 72 inches long, 20 inches high, supports up to 375 pounds. The cost is $19.95. This guy seems really happy to be laying on his pouch couch.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan, the pouch couch.
This is a tough one for me because Esmeralda loves the sit. but I don't know if she loves all that would go with having to run back and forth to get wind into the pouch couch in order to sit on it. I will vote no.
No. All right. Vic, pouch couch.
Yeah, I'll vote no as well based on just the silliness of it all.
Okay. I, too, am going to vote no. So nothing's going to happen. No big moves here. But I think the whole swinging it back and forth is stupid. And I think Esmeralda would think that that's stupid. So, that's no from all three of us, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
And?
You're all terrible. I'm gone 2 weeks, really?
Yeah.
You know nothing about me anymore.
You want to swing that thing back and forth for 20 minutes?
That's what I got to do. That's what I got to do. But actually, so I recently, I've been at various music festivals this summer, and I've seen people use them, and they look comfortable. And once you deflate them, they just kind of roll up, and you put in a bag or whatever.
All right.
They look very nice. They remind me of those things. Dan might remember these. You know those things with the water that you would you'd squeeze in your hands and then it like flies out?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It looks like one of those, but they look very comfortable.
Okay. I was just, I thought,
I'll deal with 20 minutes of swinging it around in air.
Yeah, that to me seems stupid.
If I get to sit at a festival.
Okay.
And no one judges me.
All right. Well, that's two for Vic, one for
when you
zero
can lay
me.
On it, you can sit on it.
Yeah.
It's
well,
got,
you're going to have to lay on it after you whip it around for 25 minutes.
But you can lay or multiple people can sit on it.
As long as you don't go over 375 pounds, you can't.
I mean,
you can't go over 375 pounds. You get that second person on there and the whole thing blows up.
How much do you think I weigh, man?
Well, 375 pounds, you get two people on there, three people. You can't get more than two people on that thing. You try to get three people on that thing, it explodes and you all die.
I only know people who weigh 20 pounds.
Well, then you can get...
So we could fit a lot of people on that sucker.
We have to break, but this just in. Great to hear you, Esmeralda. Love your United Auto Insurance co-star.
Oh, look at
Eddie
that.
Volkman.
Oh.
It's Eddie Volkman.
Yeah?
Eddie called in yesterday.
Oh, good.
Yeah, told a hilarious story about playing sports with guys who work at the Loop. So there you go.
Oh,
all right, we're going to take a break here. The news is coming up next, and then we will continue with Wood Esmeralda. Wood Esmeralda! It's all coming up right here on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. And it's Friday morning. That means Fly James Friday, straight out of context. Nick D Show Spies all coming up. And we are back. Esmeralda is here hanging out. And yeah.
I was just walking by, you know.
just figured she'd come in. And she's joining us, and we are doing another edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That? And so far, I'm doing really poorly. Vic is in the lead with two correct. Dan has one correct, and I have zero.
Yeah, I'm gone 2 weeks. Really?
I know. I'm sorry. Sorry. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
To continue. Here is the next item up for bids. The Twinkling Milky Way Skirt. By the way, I do want to mention, as I said at the top, in case people weren't listening, these were all listener submissions.
Yes.
They were all listeners.
Yeah, thank you guys.
It is it's above-the-knee circle skirt made from fabric printed with great observatories, unique views of the Milky Way. Three-layer skirt, see-through Milky Way layer, white gauze layer, white liner. Set the lights to one of six modes. Two side-seamed pockets. Pocket for battery pack inside the waistband.
It's always important.
Over 60 cold white LED wire lights, but they appear violet through the layers of skirt. With fresh batteries, the lights will remain lit for over 9 hours. $44.99 for the Twinkling Milky Way Skirt. Dan.
Ooh. We know Esmeralda likes to throw a good party. Sometimes she invites Vic. And
usually not.
It would be an interesting conversation starter, but I think it's a little too Zooey Deschanel, manic pixie girl, trying too hard. I'm at a party and I'm wearing a light up skirt, so I'm going to vote no.
Okay. No from Dan. Vic!
Okay. Nick, initially this was the most difficult one for me, because part of me thought she would think it's completely silly, and then part of me thought she might think it's pretty, but I'm going with Dan. No, because I base it on this. I think she would think it's completely idiotic to have a dress that comes with batteries. No. Big no.
Okay. All right. Dan says no. Vic says no. And I'm going to stay no as well. No big moves here. But I just think the thing is stupid. And the whole, you know, you got to buy batteries for it. When it runs out of batteries, it's only lit for 9 hours, you know? So I'm, too, going to say no. So the Twinkling Milky Way Skirt, Dan says no, Vic says no, I say no. Esmeralda?
I do love that it's got three pockets.
Oh.
In a skirt.
Well, one of them is for your backpack, right? Your battery pack.
No.
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 Yes.
Maybe Halloween. Mm.
Nick's
maybe
on the board.
I'm on the board, everybody.
Maybe Halloween.
Can you find it?
But the board?
Because he hasn't gotten there.
I haven't gotten there.
Oh.
Everybody loves a clean back.
Oh my god!
All right, what do we? So Vic has three, Dan has two. I'm on the board with one. As we continue,
you can.
You're one
make
for
it.
Five, Nick.
Yeah, I'm doing real well. All right, 3 second lashes. Apply in seconds. No messy glues or adhesive required. 3 second lashes as easy as 1, 2, 3. Step one: place lash on top of your natural lashes. Step two, place the bottom lash under your natural lashes so it meets and connects. Step three, enjoy salon quality results. I love that that's a step.
Yeah.
Light as a feather, you may even forget you're wearing them. Secure micromagnetic technology ensures your lashes will stay in place until you're ready to remove them. Designed for everyday use and reusable. Our glue-free design won't irritate your eyes or damage your natural lashes. Use them over and over again. Cost is $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Buy now, and you get two additional sets, three, and a magnetic case for convenient storage.
How much time do we have left to buy them?
It doesn't say.
It says buy now.
Buy now.
You have 10 minutes.
So you get two additional sets and a convenient case. So
operators are standing by.
Dan, 3 second lashes.
Because I've missed Esmeralda's show, I've been checking her Facebook page out every once in a while. Not in a stalky, creepy way, but just, you know, because. Just to make sure. You see how you're doing. And I did notice that you, for the first time ever, did wings.
It wasn't the first time.
They
I was going to wear them today, and then yes. I thought, that's too much.
But you've accomplished that feat, making these non-needed, so I will vote no.
No. All right. Vic, where are you going with 3 second lashes?
This is getting tougher, I think. I kind of think she might. Part of me thinks she might use these when she does, because she does that the special dance classes that she does. Perform with these.
Flamenco.
Yeah, but I've never. She doesn't seem. I'll just say no.
What's going on? Tread lightly.
Yeah, exactly. Right. She knows me. So I'm going to put my foot in my mouth, so I'm just going to say no.
And Dan, you said no as well, right?
Zip it.
Correct.
I am going to say no because she has lovely lashes already. So I don't think she needs these. And so I'm going to say no. So we got three no's. Dan, Vic, and me all say no. Esmeralda.
Y'all don't know women. Yeah. No, are you kidding me? I don't need glue. It's magnets. I've actually seen something like this, and it's very interesting because then that means I can just boosh, boosh, and then run away with big old... You know what? This is a rule of thumb. I could have the biggest lashes ever. I still want more.
Okay, I don't understand women.
And
this is
why they're magnetic.
This is why I've been divorced. This is why I've been divorced twice.
That's why this.
I don't have to put glue on.
Fun and educational for us.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned most things that I know about women from this segment. And then I can enjoy salon quality results.
Right, that's step three.
Here's an FYI: Jeannie doesn't like to get down on her hands and knees to clean.
Maybe she'll text in. I think she does.
Okay. All right. You just keep believing that, pal. Okay. Vic has three. Dan has two. I have one. All right. Here's what's next item. Egglets. Hard-boiled eggs without a shell. Peeling hard-boiled eggs is such a hassle, and it makes a mess. Now there's egglets. It makes hard-boiled eggs without the shell. Direction: spray a little cooking oil into the egglet pod. Crack an egg, pour it into the pod, and twist on the lid. Boil on the stovetop, pop them out, and enjoy. Thermodynamic design allows eggs to cook just like in the shell. Makes hard-boiled eggs and soft-boiled eggs or mini omelets by adding ingredients. It's dishwasher safe. Cost $14.99 for three, but order now and get three free. A microwave egg sandwich cooker, and a recipe booklet.
Is this the same number I have to call for the eyelashes?
Eyelashes, yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
All right, so the egglets, hard-boiled eggs without a shell. Okay, Dan.
Vic, I would counter that. I think this one is the hardest one because peeling hard-boiled eggs is a mess and a hassle. But they do. These things look weird. And I don't know how much she loves eggs. If she loves eggs enough to be like, yeah, I could use this regularly. So I'm gonna vote a hesitant no.
All right. Dan says no. Vic, where are you going with this one?
Okay, this is where we part. I am going... you know, I'm gonna... I'm going to take a chance. I think she would buy this because this is pretty cool. It is, like Dan said, it's a pain to peel those eggs afterwards. So this is pretty cool. I think yes.
Okay. Am I the only one who doesn't think it's a pain to peel hard-boiled eggs? Have I been doing it wrong? Or am I doing it...
Or you're doing it right.
I guess people think it's a pain to peel hard-boiled eggs. Sometimes you get the shell that sticks a little too much and you chunk off a little bit, but I don't know. But I do think that she will buy this. I think all three of us are saying yes on this.
I'm saying no.
Oh, Dan's saying no. So this is a move for Dan right here. Dan could tie Vic if that's possible. But Vic and I are saying no, right? No, yes.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes.
I'm saying yes. You and I are saying yes.
All right, so Vic says yes, I say yes. Dan says no for egglets, Esmeralda.
I would not buy this.
No.
I have an Instant Pot, and the Instant Pot, when you make them in there, it makes it peel easier. But I do have a trouble with peeling them, and then big old chunks come off, and I get real angry about it.
Yeah.
But this just seems useless.
Okay.
It's too much. It's too much. And then you still got to boil it? No. Throw them in an Instant Pot.
Okay.
By the way, many techs love this product.
I mean,
I've got five being like, this is the greatest thing ever.
I like the idea behind it, but the thing is, I already have something that kind of
does that,
makes
already
it easier.
Yeah.
I do, though, like the idea of a mini omelet.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty great.
That does sound pretty cool.
Not enough to buy this.
All right, well, Dan and Vic are tied at three. I have no chance of winning because this is the last item up for bids. So.
And then what is a microwave egg sandwich cooker?
It's probably...
I got to put bread in a microwave? No, thank you.
No, it's like the like egg McMuffin. You know, so you can make an egg sandwich in the shape of like the egg muffin.
Yeah. Oh, it's called using a ring.
Yeah.
You get a can, just use the ring bit. Cook an egg.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay. So Dan has three, Vic has three, I have one. No chance of winning, and this is the last one. The cat butt tissue dispenser. These cats are just trying to help out by keeping to your tissue close at hand. A standard square tissue box fits inside, made from durable resin that will survive bumps and falls. Hilarious discussion piece for your guests and family they will remember for years. Makes a great gift for pranksters and cat lovers. Comes in two colors, orange tabby or black and white. Now, basically, it's a cat with his tail up, and mm-hmm. the tissue is coming out of his butt.
Right.
That's essentially, you got the dispenser in there, and you pull it out, you pull the tissue out of his butt. So it's the cat butt tissue dispenser. All right, Dan, what do you think?
For me, the question isn't yes or no, it's black or white or tabby. This is a definite yes.
Okay, Vic.
We're going to make this interesting. I'm going to say no because I know she has a cat. I think this is a little too, I think it's a little crass, I think, for her taste.
Oh.
Because it's coming out of the cat's butt.
All right. So Dan says yes. Vic says no. It's too crass. I say absolutely yes without question. And I want one of these. And I don't have visitors. I just want it because I think it's hilarious. Cat butt dispenser. Dan says yes. I say yes. Vic says no. This could be the game right here. This is the game right here.
It is.
All right. Here we go. Cat butt dispenser. Cat butt dispenser. It gives you cat butts. If you want a place for your cat butts.
Also known as Esmeralda's voice.
It's the cat butt tissue dispenser. Yes or no, Esmeralda?
You know what? I got enough cat butts.
So no.
In my face.
So you're saying no?
On a daily basis. No, thank you.
Oh, my God.
Boom.
Wow.
Good for you, Vic.
How dare you? Two colors. Tabby in black and white. I would like a gray for my cat so then I could see if maybe she would think it was a real cat and then she would go at it.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
Wow.
I'm just like, these cats are just trying to help out.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Here's my butt.
By the way, no, they're not. That cat is literally just going, yeah, it's in my butt.
Yeah.
You have to take it from there.
And what if, you know how sometimes you pull a Kleenex out and the other one doesn't come out and you have to get in there and get it? That's awkward.
That's where you got to take it. You got to take it to the vet.
That's, and that's expensive.
Yeah. All right. I want one of these things. I think it's hilarious.
The face on this darn cat.
Now, what if,
like,
it meowed every time you pulled
that
one out?
That would be cool. You add batteries and rawr.
Yeah, it'd be more a yowl.
Yeah. All right. So Vic is the winner. Vic is the winner of this edition of What Else World to Buy That.
Nice job. Is this an annual? Is this the champ for the annual? We bring her back again next week and we do it every week.
No, we're going to do it. Do it more than, yeah. I mean, it's.
I was going to say once a year.
I want the trophy at the news desk.
All right.
And we've got like more submissions. So like,
yeah,
people were kind enough. So we'll do more. Soon.
We will do more. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we're going to have Esmeralda back on a regular basis too. So
yeah, everyone keeps sending them because I'm going to buy that thing with the vacuum.
There you go. All right.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Let's break here for the weather, but no traffic, Esmeralda. So
yeah, nothing's happening.
I'm not late getting to you.
Beats me what's going on.
Here's dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here until 5 a.m. Fly Jams Friday, straight out of context. Nick D Show Spies all coming up, and we begin our Friday features with You Big Dummy. And also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right, this is where we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. And you can be a part of this, too. You can find a link to a funny, dumb story Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and you get a chance to read it. And we have a reader this week. And in addition to reading it on the air, you get yourself some Lou Malnati's pizza. So it's a win-win-win situation. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Nearly $18 million worth of cocaine was found in boxes of bananas that were, quote, unquote, donated to a prison. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice said 45 boxes of bananas were donated to the hell was that?
Sorry, that was me.
Okay. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice said that 45 boxes of bananas were donated to the fruit being already ripe. Authorities said in a statement, inside under a bundle of bananas, he found another bundle. Inside that was what appeared to be a white powdery substance. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials were called in to test the substance and found it was cocaine. In all, 540 packages of cocaine were in the banana boxes with an estimated street value of $17.8 million.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. An Irishman who missed his flight at Dublin Airport was arrested for running after the plane on the tarmac in a bid to flag it down. Witnesses said a man in his 20s broke through the airport door and ran towards the Ryanair plane, which was about to take off for Amsterdam. Well, that kind of explains a lot. A witness said he could hear a man shouting, "Wait!" at the plane before he was tackled to the ground by airport workers. The airport said the man became, quote-unquote, agitated after he and a woman arrived at the gate too late for their flight.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
All right. Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. And we have a reader for this dummy. Our reader this week is Anthony. For being our reader, he gets a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Also, he gets a desktop indoor weather station brought to you by America Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. All right, take it away, Anthony.
Oh, technical issue. All right.
All right.
Perhaps we should go to dummy number four.
All right, let's go to dummy number four, shall we?
I would be dummy number three at the moment.
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number five. Blah, 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 blah. Authorities say a man who stole credit cards and IDs from various cars was arrested after falling asleep in one. The sheriff's office says it had been contacted about someone stealing from vehicles. A deputy discovered the man while searching the area. Investigators say he was found with cash and gift cards that also belonged to residents. He was charged with several different offenses, including burglary. It's unclear if he has a lawyer at this time.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house. I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
All right, we're going to break for the newsies, and then we'll come back and we'll get the the newsies, Esmeralda. You remember that movie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Christian Bale was in that.
I was going to say.
Dan, are we going to have dummy number three?
We will have it. Yes.
All right. So we got two more dummies to do, dummy number three and dummy number five, and then we will vote. The news is coming up right after this. everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Friday. That means Fly Jams Friday. We'll be here. And we'll have Straight Out of Context, Nick D. Show Spies. And we are in the middle of You Big Dummy. You Big Dummy. And Esmeralda Leon is here. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
So lovely to have you here.
Aw, thanks. And, ditto.
You don't mind coming back every once in a while, do you?
No.
Spending some time with
us? No, not at all.
Okay, cool. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Well, oh, I just come in Monday through Friday?
Yeah, yes, yeah. Why don't you just do that?
It's an internship?
Yeah. That's what we'll do. We have an intern here.
Cool. College credit.
I want to let everybody know once again, you, me, them, everybody, mm-hmm. live. You are co-hosting with Brandon Weatherby.
Yes.
And it's at the Hungry Brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tomorrow night, Saturday night, 9 p.m.
Yes.
And then you will be on this radio station.
Yeah.
Sunday morning, correct?
Yeah, I'll be in with John Hansen. We're going to be hosting In for Dave Plyer.
Right. So 2 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Yes.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Busy and Saturday night for you.
Yeah. And if you can't, you know, we understand. You can't make it to the podcast, but we podcast it. You podcast the podcast.
Right. So it's you, me, them, everybody.com.
Correct.
Okay, cool. Nice weekend you're going to have. That's great. All right, so let's get back to the dummies. We're going to do dummy number five now, and then we'll go back to dummy number three. Just get everybody confused. Dummy number five. Police have been called multiple times about a Florida man, there's a shocker, who is constantly gardening in the nude. Sheriff William Snyder tells WFTV he believes that the man's refusal to wear clothes has breached two statutes, lewd and lascivious behavior and breach of peace. He adds, authorities will begin taking statements from neighbors. Neighbor Melissa Nye tells WPBF the man was bent over winding up his garden hose on Sunday evening when she put the trash out. Neighbor Amy Canterbury says she just taught her six kids to look the other way if the neighbor is naked.
Dummy.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy.
Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number three. One more time, our reader this week is Anthony. And for being our reader, he gets Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40 Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. And he also gets a desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men. Let's see if this happens again. Here's Anthony.
This is Anthony from Elgin. I'm a high school teacher, and I always tell my students that wisdom means learning from your mistakes and the mistakes of others. So I've asked my senior English class to participate in this read. And now, without further ado, it's time for... A man called 911 after a Burger King refused to honor his coupons. The 73-year-old man pulled up to a Burger King drive-thru in suburban Cleveland seeking a buy-one-get-one-free Whopper offer with coupons he had. He called 911 after the store wouldn't honor his coupons and would not give them back.
The guy took my coupons and he wouldn't give them back to me and he won't give me the free Whopper either, the man said in a 911 call. Police sorted through the issue when they arrived, determining that, quote, he received the coupons in Texas and was advised that they are no good in Ohio, according to a police report. He did get his coupons back. And now...
Oh, man. That was awesome. Wow.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
What were you going to say, Vic?
On voice acting merit alone, did you get the voice acting in there? Wow, that was impressive. And all the students.
Anthony and his students, that was great. And awesome. That weather station is going to be for the classroom.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, that's awesome. That was that.
And we'll
was,
see if we can get him a couple pizzas so he can treat the entire can, class.
Yeah, get some more pizzas for the class. Exactly. That was fantastic. That was really fantastic. Nice job, Anthony. That was great. And kids. Really good. Okay, let's do a recap, shall we? We've got the guys who tried to smuggle $18 million worth of cocaine in bananas boxes. We got the guy who tried to flag down a plane that he missed. We got the guy who fell asleep in one of the cars that he was robbing. We got the guy who likes to garden in the nude. And we got the guy who called 911 because Burger King wouldn't accept his coupons. All right. Let's start with Dan. What do you think?
You know, I mean, obviously, as Vic mentioned, the voice acting, the kids, that's going to be definitely my winner. But the guy tried to redeem a coupon from Texas in Ohio. Yeah. I mean, what? And then called 911. Yeah. I mean, you know, I vote for number 3/5.
Okay. All right. And Esmeralda?
I have to vote for the naked gardener only because of the woman who has the six kids who taught them
to turn the other way.
I just love they're like, and she taught her six children to turn away.
Especially when he's bent over with his hose.
Right. Ah, both of them.
Yeah. Hello. Wait a minute now. Hold on. All right. Okay. I personally think if you're going dummy, I think the dumbest guy is the guy who fell asleep in the car. In one of the cars that he was robbing. I think that's the dumbest. Or maybe the most tired.
Also, Naked Gardener, is he the dummy or the people the dummy?
It's a little unclear. But I'm going with the 911 Burger King call simply because of the performance itself. And the fact, and he's a dummy. Calls 911, which is stupid. Gets coupons from Texas, and he's trying to use them in Ohio. So, and on top of him being a real dummy, the classroom was awesome, and Anthony was great.
I did enjoy the voice acting as well.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was fantastic.
He took my coupons. Yeah.
And the kids were adorable.
Oh, it was cute.
It was very, very cool. Okay, so that's our winner. Thank you, guys. And again, if you want to be a part of this, you find a link to a funny dummy story, read it on the air, you get some Lumel Nauti's pizzas as well, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. We can get a couple of these in, right, Dan?
Yes, we can get a couple.
All right, why don't we try this thing? Out for size. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, cause Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context. Straight out of context. You know this one. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, let's get a couple in.
Yes. Ken from Hillside heard this one of Bill Leff. Oop. Man, I am betting 1,000 today. All right. This one of Bill Leff.
I like to see it.
Okay.
Ken from Hillside also emailed this one of Wendy Snyder.
That was quick. Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you had a longer thing.
Whoa. Woo. Wow, good ears out there. Okay.
Tim sent in this one of John Williams.
If you're gonna do it, you got to do it both ways, don't you?
Where was that? Oh, was that
Cork and Carrie?
Cork and Carrie. Okay. Yeah.
And actually, let's break there because the next one is of Lou Manfredini. Oh, his favorite.
Want to save it for Esmeralda? All right, we're gonna take a break here. I got some weather for you, and then we'll come back afterwards and continue with the dirty stuff.
Wrong segment.
Well, we're doing great this morning, Dan.
We're all giddy because Esmeralda.
Because we're all just happy Esmeralda's here, so we don't know. What the hell did you just you broke the mic? Esmeralda just broke the mic.
Sorry. I don't even know what. It just.
Are you okay there?
No, it's fine. I mean.
All right.
I think it'll stay up. Okay. It'll stay up.
Oh, boy. That's going to be on next week. Thank you, everybody. all right. No, that's not what we're doing. We're doing the segment that what you just said will be on next week. In your neighborhood, you better duck, cause Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, context.
All right,
context,
that's right. Straight out of context. By the way, also coming up is a Blackhawks Express from last night's game. It would be nice if they won something at some point. It's preseason, so.
Okay.
But we'll have a Blackhawks Express coming up and Fly Jams Friday. But let's get back to Straight Out of Context. Okay, Dan.
All right. Brian is responsible for the next couple ones, including this one of Lou Manfredini.
I want you to get in the habit of doing it every 3 months.
That's not enough. Come on, Lou.
He's married.
did you notice he had to think about that one? Yep. He's like, three months.
Okay.
And this one of Dave Schwann.
And this thing is, believe me, it's humongous.
Wow, Schwanny.
Oh, Schwanny.
Oh, okay.
And this one of John Williams.
Careful who's grabbing what, because the person that grabs it technically is the one that pays for it.
Wow. Okay.
And this one of Justin Kaufman.
Video, I did get up and score, which was great.
Oh, boy. Wow. All right.
Ken from Hillside heard this one of Bill Luff.
Is this my thing?
Only you know.
So confused about it.
Only you can tell. All right.
Jesse emailed this one of Wendy.
I love to watch it.
Bill's not sure. Yeah. Wendy knows.
Wendy does. Yeah. Okay.
Jesse also sent in this one of John Williams.
I'm not ready to give it up.
Wow. Because the person who grabs it has to pay.
Yeah. So he's...
All right.
Don from Marengo and Wild Bill heard this one of you.
Me? What are you supposed to do with all the balls that are at the bottom? You know what I was talking about, Esmeralda?
What?
The bubble tea.
Uh-huh.
And, you know.
Sure.
And because it's straw.
Yeah.
There's balls.
Uh-huh.
So there they are.
You leave for 2 weeks, Esmeralda. Woo! Look what we have to put up with.
Yeah.
Pat from Joliet and Dirty Dave emailed this one of Steve Cochran.
You need something to suck on?
Wow.
Well,
those balls in the
gotta hear that. Yeah, exactly. Gotta hear that one again. We have to hear that.
You need something to suck on?
So mad.
Man, what were they doing? What was
It was a text question of the day, how your parents embarrassed you. Somebody's mom, you know, saw that they were having a coughing fit outside and went to offer a lozenge, but phrased it that way.
That's great. All right.
Finally, Fox Valley Mike sent in this one of Dean Richards.
I like to take my pants off.
What the hell?
That's nothing new.
No, we're all used to that around here.
Come on, Dean.
Dean pantsless. That just means it's Sunday. Well, there it is. That's Straight Out of Context. And I actually, Esmeralda, I believe you will be part of next week's Straight Out of Context.
Yeah, probably.
I think it's going to be there. All right. And again, listen 24/7 whenever anybody says something dirty. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And let's do this one.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody. Spies.
Like us.
Yeah. There it is. It's Nick D's show, Spies. This is when you listen 24/7 whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity. We want to know about it. You become a spy. Jot all the info down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We have one, you said, Dan?
We have one clip.
Okay.
It was called in to us by Limo Driver Steve. Limo Driver Steve was on with Steve Cochran, and he mentioned us.
Uh-oh.
All right. Steve, the limo driver, standing by. He has Lou's first call. Nice. And, of course, you know the premise here. The premise is Lou's way too popular. We need to make him less popular. And on Saturday mornings, it's tough to get in, so we give you a chance on Friday mornings to be Lou's first call. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Hello? And what do you got, Steve? What's the trouble? What's troubling you?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yeah, good morning. Shout out to the Nick DiGilio show, and you guys are doing a great job, too.
That's fantastic.
You're like the Baba Booey now.
What exactly? DiGilio. Wow, Steve, that was nice. That was nice. Did you hear Steve's reaction? Cockroach is laughing his ass off.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Nick DiGilio show, and you guys are doing a good job, too. That's pretty funny, man. That's funny. That's a great spy clip right there. That's great. That's really funny. All right. Should we start the thing within the thing?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. Esmeralda is spinning like a top.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Esmeralda the Heartmelda is here. Viggity, viggity, Vic running around in the newsroom like a lunatic. DJ Shagru just got out of the TARDIS. He's ready to go. And I am Wiki Wiki Nikki. And you should call in and get your requests going right now. Anything R&B, funky related, it's Fly Jams Friday, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Before we break for the news, should we get one of Esmeralda's in, or do you want to save it for after that?
Let's save it for after.
Okay, cool. All right. All right. Hang on, everybody. Fly Jams Friday will continue after the news, which is next. Fly Jams Friday. Yeah, man, Fly Jams Friday. Continuing here on 720 WGN, if you would like to place a request with DJ Shagru, the phone lines are open right now at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We also have a Blackhawks Express that we will be playing back in just a few minutes. And that was a request by Esmeralda. Esmeralda is doing the Esmeralda. Leon is here. She's not in this studio right now. I don't know where she is, but she made the requests this morning. Oh, there she is.
Sorry.
Hi. I know you. I saw you catching up with Mary.
Yes, I was talking to Mary.
Yeah.
And then my phone was dying, so I had to charge.
Oh, you had to charge your phone. Okay, cool. What did we just hear?
Hmm?
What did we just hear?
Oh, so because I didn't realize I had to pick the songs.
Well, you're back. We wanted you to
pick. Right. Well, I didn't, you know, I'm not sitting at a computer for the other times. So, but I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, the first time that you had asked me,
mm-hmm.
you know,
to
pick songs. And then Dan just did a quick search on his, for the email where I sent him the things.
He's unbelievable.
Because I was like, it's a band. And I couldn't remember the name of the song or anything. So he just did a quick search. And so all the songs are going to be the first ones when you had asked, the first time you had asked me.
Oh, okay.
And so this is Antibalas Che Che Cole Makossa, which is a song that was on still might be on the jukebox at the Hungry Brain.
Mm.
And it's this band Antibalas. And it's my friend, ex-work husband of Hungry Brain. He loves that song.
Ah.
And it's like his jam.
I see.
And so I remember thinking when you first asked me, I was like, oh gosh, I'm going to do this one. So that's that.
That's there.
That's
it
that story.
I know this puts you on the spot, but
yes.
Who did you love more, your Hungry Brain ex-husband or Vic Vaughn, your WGN work husband?
I mean, they're like two totally different personalities. You know, they each have their own special qualities.
That's right.
I actually still see I vacation with my ex work husband at Hungry Brain. Like, we've gone on vacations.
Was he in the car when you guys got pulled over in Mexico?
Yes, he was.
Was he the one that said, oh.
Was he the one left?
Yeah.
No. Okay. That was his friend from high school.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But yeah, we vacationed together.
All right. Very cool. Well, there's that. And by the way, I do want to mention this. Esmeralda's going to come see Phantasm on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, I got the time.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything usually, Tuesday night.
You were never able to come to any of my film clubs because you had to come here.
Yeah, I had to come to work.
Yeah, so you're going to come see Phantasm.
Yeah, I would have gone for like a half hour and then been like, all right, well, goodbye.
See you later. I'm really curious to see what you think of this movie.
Again, I've never seen it.
It's a horror movie, and you know it's
a
horror movie.
Which is fine, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I can deal with...
Yeah.
Horror movies.
This is a weird movie. I just want to tell you ahead of time.
But that's fine.
It's one of my favorite movies ever. Mm-hmm. Which, and when you see it, you'll go, okay, that says a lot.
Is it real gross?
Nah, not really. There's
see,
one. There's
all right.
One,
well, there, then, yeah.
There's
no, that's
one
fine.
Scene. There's one scene that's.
But it's not like
no
gross.
No. When there's one scene,
it's not going to scar me for life.
No, it won't.
All right. Well, that's fine. No. It's not like Hostile. It's not like
Saw. Oh, God. No.
See, those are the ones that really get
me. No, it's not even. No. This is a much, much more imaginative, crazy movie.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm good.
Yeah, it's cool. It plays like a 14-year-old boy's fever dream.
Cool.
That's what it plays like. That's how. That's the kind of weird logic the movie has.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Phantasm. See what happens?
Well,
I'm glad you're coming. That's great.
Yeah.
So if you guys are coming out to my film club, well, you should. It's the 4K restoration, which was overseen by J.J. Abrams, who's a big, huge Phantasm fan.
Mm-hmm.
He named one of the characters in the new Star Wars series Captain Phasma after Phantasm.
That's fun.
Yeah, he named him Captain Phasma. Her.
Oh.
Yeah, But then they killed her off in the last movie. Killed her off in the last movie.
Wow.
Anyway, so he oversaw this 4K restoration, and it looks better than it did in 1979 when it first came out.
Is this the one where it's got the thing, the 70s logo or whatever?
Yes, where it was the studio Avco Embassy, and they had to recreate the logo because they couldn't find it because. The Avco Embassy logo was only on like the VHS early VHS copies, and then they took the logo off. And it was, you know, and so if I'm not mistaken, I think MGM it now has the logo, or it was the MGM logo that's on the releases. And so J.J. Abrams is like, I want the Avco Embassy logo at the beginning.
Oh, that's fun.
And so they couldn't find one that was usable. Like, they couldn't find it. They went to YouTube or went online, and they were all, like, terrible, and they had to, you know.
I just love that idea. They got to go to YouTube.
Yeah. What they didn't have, they didn't have access to it. And so J.J. Abrams' special effects team from the Star Trek movies and the Star Wars movies recreated it.
They can make life like aliens
and they can make Avco Embassy logos. But they call up Don Coscarelli, who's the writer and director, and they're like, hey, we got a surprise for you. Come on in. And so he comes in, and they show the Avco Embassy logo doing its twirling thing that it
does.
Well,
I'm excited to see that.
And he's like, oh, yeah, that's great, except Embassy is misspelled.
Oh, boy.
They misspelled Embassy, so they had to go back and fix it. But yeah, at the beginning of the I'm going to tell that little tidbit before the movie on Tuesday. But Esmeralda's going to be there, so you should be there. One of the greatest horror movies ever made. Tuesday night, this Tuesday, October 2nd, 8 o'clock, the movie starts. I'll do a little intro. We'll watch the movie, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. And you can get your tickets now at amctheaters.com. This is a classic movie, and it's presented in incredible 4K restoration, one of the best restorations of any movie I've ever seen. It looks amazing. And that's all coming up this Tuesday. $10. Parking is free. 312. No. You don't want to call that number. you want to go to amctheaters.com. Pick out the seats that you want on the seating chart. They'll be waiting for you Tuesday night. I'm excited that you're going
to
see it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it.
It's fun. It's a fun movie. And we're probably going to do a Burt Reynolds movie in November in honor of the late great Burt.
Oh, nice.
And in December, we're picking out a Christmas title. So maybe you'll be able to come to these every once in a while.
I got time.
You got time. All right. All right. Are we ready for more Fly Jams? Darlene wanted to hear this one.
I'm gonna give you a 5-pound box of love with a $1 million bill on top.
$1 million bill on top.
Diamonds on every corner and a big black pearl for a lock. Use my heart for a key.
Well, he's a 5 pound box of what?
I don't
Did
know.
Did I miss that part?
Yeah, of
it's
love.
Just a 5 pound.
Just a 5 pound box of love. That's
a million dollar bill on top.
Right. There you go. All right. Here's the 301 area code. Oh, the spinners. You got to love the spinners.
Bill, I'm so ashamed just for being born. I was just a boy punished for a crime that was not mine. Life ain't so easy when you're a ghetto child. Oh, baby, life ain't so easy when you're a ghetto child.
Yeah. Spinners. Always fly.
Oh, of course.
Always fly. Complete flyness. If you're looking for to be fly, that's fly. So, hey, guys, want to jump in if you want to sneak in some requests here. 312-981-7200. DJ Shagru is ready to go. 312-981-7200. And here is John wanted to hear this one. Esmeralda, you'll know this.
Mm.
Here we go.
A girl starts walking. Guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she want to dance because she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move.
Did Young MC ever have any other hits?
Oh.
Did he?
I was going to say Funky Cold Medina, but that's not him.
No, that's Tone Loc. Tone Loc. Tone Loc,
so.
Star of Ace Ventura.
And that cartoon where he's a bear.
Wait, what?
It's like a kid's cartoon.
It was a movie?
Hmm. Do you know? He's like a bear.
Well, you can't mistake his voice.
Right.
You know?
And he's like a cartoon bear or something.
And it's a movie.
No, it's like a TV show.
Oh,
a
cartoon TV
show. I think he's a bear. He's some sort of inanimate animal object. But it's Tone Loc.
Tone Loc.
And that
Bear
deep,
and Jamal.
Yeah.
What?
Bear
and Jamal.
There you go.
What was it? What?
He's a bear.
Sea Bear and Jamal is an animated comedy television show from the Fox Kids programming block.
Mm.
Featured an elementary age school kid named Jamal whose constant companion known as Sea Bear. Was a hip-hop teddy bear who sings.
Mm-hmm.
This is based upon Tone Loc's own teddy bear from his childhood.
Oh.
Oh, Tone Loc and his little teddy bear.
Also, did it rap or what's...
Yeah, I don't know.
It did sing. I'll see if I can pull up some audio.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's just Tone Loc. His voice.
Tone Loc. I remember...
As a bear.
Do you remember Tone Loc in Ace Ventura?
He was a cop,
yeah.
Wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. He's...
Is he in the butt-talking scene?
The very first butt-talking scene is to...
He should be so honored.
Yeah. Tone Loc. Hey, by the way, Jim Carrey's new show is really great.
Oh, the kid show?
Well, it's not a kid show.
Quote-unquote.
It's called
Well,
Kidding.
Where he is...
Yeah, it's an adult show.
The host of a kid show.
Trust me, this is a very adult show. But he's the host of a kid show.
Yeah.
It's really weird, really, and he's really good at it.
Mm.
It's really good. It's on Showtime. It's called Kidding. It's really good. All right. Well, we got weather here. No traffic though, Esmeralda. It's okay.
No. Okay. I don't know.
Right out here though.
I know nothing about that.
This is Columbus. It's okay. It's clear.
Yeah.
And
red lights the whole way through. Oddly enough,
I only see about three cars. So there's your traffic.
There you go. I think a bus is running.
There's a bus there, too. So, all right.
That's rough.
Let's go back to Fly Jams Friday, everybody. And here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good to hear that Esmeralda's back at least for a day.
Yeah.
Hey, my request is a Latin Boogaloo classic from back in the 60s, Joe Cuba with Bang Bang.
All right.
Sock it to me. Baby.
That's a jam. I love that song, Mike.
I love it too.
Yeah,
it's
a great song. Great song. All right, man. Have a great weekend.
There was a documentary I saw a couple of weeks ago. That actually, when they did it live, they were saying people started saying "she freaks," "she freaks," but they tried to clean it up for
clean it up.
That's
right. Cool. All right, Mike. Have a good weekend, buddy. Okay.
By the way, coming up are the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. That's coming up. Bennett, the business of funk, has his request.
Oh.
Okay, Bennett. I'll do anything that you want me to.
Great song.
Dan, I'm really glad that you typed up what that song was and who it was by, because otherwise I would have been lost. He's such a good producer. He's the best producer on the planet. Because anytime I sound smart, it's because of him.
Well, thank you.
Oh, well,
no,
good.
It's absolutely true. Because I'm an idiot. I'm a monkey in front of a microphone.
You didn't know this was...
Huh?
Hall & Oates?
Yeah, I knew it was Hall & Oates. I was being sarcastic.
Oh.
I'm just saying, he puts up everything to make sure.
And it's funny because I'm always just like, he knows this one. And then I'm like, this will be the one time he's got like a brain fart.
No, I never have a brain fart when it comes to Hall & Oates, man.
There you go.
No.
By the way, this is quite a, the young folk love this song.
Oh, is that right?
I've been at a couple of like things with young people.
I can't go for that.
Like I'm a million years old.
Wow.
You know, they always play and people are like, yeah. They all freak out.
Wow.
Yeah, they love this
Hey,
song.
Dan, let's get another one from Esmer. Can we get another one from
Esmer?
Yes,
well, actually, I've got the Sea Bear and Jamal theme song featuring
Oh, well, yeah. First of all, let's hear that first. Here we go.
Yes, cartoon, we pack the right flavor. We're going deep like an engraver. Sit back and relax and enjoy the two. The family, the homies, and the whole crew. Be free like a bird and just glide. As we take you on a magic carpet ride. So magical and mystical and so irresistible. Fellas like I'm calm, cool and collected. Well known, hey, and very well respected. Always on call for Jamal. Summer, spring, winter, and the fall. Yes, sure. Through all types of weather, they stay together. Like birds of a feather and tight like leather. So when you wake up in the morning at the crack of dawn.
Wow. And that is the exact voice of the bear. He does not change it in any way.
No, it's just Tone Loc.
It's just Tone Loc.
Tone Loc is a bear.
And he's this tiny bear. He's like a little toy bear. Yeah.
And you don't want to wash your back like Tone Loc's bear.
No.
Everybody wants a clean back.
Everybody loves a clean back. For people who weren't listening earlier, they're going to be like, what? All right, let's hear. Can we hear one, Esmeralda? We'll close out on that. That's a jam. That's a fly jam.
Always. Watch out.
Esmeralda, it was so great to have you here.
Yeah, ditto.
Yeah, I mean, I love you. You know that. And I miss you. And we'll get you in again soon.
Yeah,
okay?
Of course.
Everybody tune in on Sunday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. You're hosting with John Hansen.
Yes, we'll be in for Dave Plyer.
And on Saturday night, tomorrow night, go to The Hungry Brain and see you, me, them, everybody, 9 o'clock, $5 donation suggested.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
See you soon.
That's Esmeralda Leon. We're going to take a break and come back with the news.